Lord Chaitanya decided that he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So he approached his devotees and declared, "I shall go to Vrindavan, but I can only go if I receive your permission." When Maharaj Prataparudra heard that Lord Chaitanya was going to go to Vrindavan, he became terribly distressed at the thought that Lord Chaitanya would leave his kingdom. And he approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, and he pleaded and begged them, "Please, somehow or other, we must convince him not to go. We must stop him from going." So, Lord would not leave without permission. And how could the devotees not give him permission? He is their Lord and Master. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was tricked by Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the other devotees. They said, "My Lord, you should not go now. You should go, but after Ratha Yatra." So then Ratha Yatra passed. And then they said, "But you should not go just now. You should go, but you should wait till after the rainy season, because it's not safe to travel during Chaturmasya." So he stayed till after the rainy season. And then he asked again for permission to go. "It certainly you have permission to go, but now it's becoming too cold. It's not nice to travel in the cold weather. You should wait until after Dola Yatra, in the spring." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu waited till the spring. And by that time, all the Bengali devotees were coming back to Navadvipa to spend the Chaturmasya. This was the third year that the residents of Navadvipa had come to join Lord Chaitanya. And this particular year, all the devotees brought their wives and families. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does not call them wives. He calls them Thakuranis, the blessed and sacred consorts of all of these great, great devotees of the Lord. And they brought so many wonderful, wonderful preparations. And to everyone's great amazement, Lord Nityananda Prabhu returned. The previous year, Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda, "Do not come back next year. Remain in Bengal and preach." But Nitai returned. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami exclaims that who can understand the inconceivable, unparalleled love of Lord Nityananda for Lord Chaitanya, that he even breaks his instructions just to please him. And in this regard, Srila Prabhupada explains that if you are on the level of Lord Nityananda and you have that much depth of love for Lord Chaitanya, then you can break the order of your spiritual master. But if you are not, you should simply obey very nicely. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his great longing to see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya's longing to see him was actually precedent to the instruction that he was given to spread Krishna consciousness to everyone without discrimination in Bengal. During that year, everyone, like every year, was inviting Lord Chaitanya for prasad. So Advaitacharya, he invited Lord Chaitanya, "Please come to my home. My wife is here in Bengal, Sita Thakurani. Please take prasad with us." And Advaita had brought so many special sabjis from Bengal just to prepare for Lord Chaitanya. For those of you who know, Bengal, Srila Prabhupada said that the British called Bengal the Garden of India, because everything grows there so opulently, such a flourishing terrain for agriculture. And as far as Orissa is concerned, it's usually a place of great drought, sand and sea like that. So the devotees brought so many wonderful, wonderful sabjis and various grains and vegetables for Lord Chaitanya to prepare for him. And Advaita was cooking and cooking along with his wife. And as they were cooking and preparing, Advaita was thinking that Lord Chaitanya will come with his 10 sannyasi associates. But he will not eat as much if he's with the sannyasis. I know this. And also, it won't be as intimate and personal as if he comes alone. So as everyone was just about to come from wherever they were to meet at Advaita's house, Advaita began to pray. And at that moment, big, big, dark clouds formed in the sky. And ferocious rains began to pour and pour and pour, and there was lightning, and the whole Jagannath Puri became dark and cold. But where Lord Chaitanya was and the path, as well as where Advaita was, there was hardly any rain at all. So Lord Chaitanya easily came to Advaita's house. But all the other sannyasis, they were trying to come, but it was simply impossible. They couldn't see. There was too much torrent. So Lord Chaitanya came alone. And Advaitacharya, to his heart's content, began to feed him. So much wonderful preparations and prasad. And as toward the end of the meal, Advaitacharya began to offer prayers that were offered by Indra to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya asked, "Why are you chanting Indra's prayers today?" And he said, "I understand why. This was all because of you. You ordered Indra to make all the rains so the other sannyasis could not come, so I would be alone." And Advaitacharya began to dance in ecstatic love. So happy to have performed this wonderful service. The devotees stayed for the 4 months, and then it was time for them to return again after celebrating all these wonderful, wonderful festivals and having so many loving kirtans together. Then Lord Chaitanya again told Nityananda Prabhu that you should stay in Bengal. You should not return next year to Puri. You should stay with your associates and preach the glories of the Harinam Sankirtan movement there. Because I cannot go there. I have taken sannyas, and my mother has asked me to go to Puri. So all the people of Bengal are depending on your mercy. So you remain there. And then the residents of Kulinagram, they again approached Lord Chaitanya before leaving, and they asked the same question. "We are fallen householders. Please tell us how we can advance in Krishna consciousness." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them the same answer, that you should always aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, and you should constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. Yes. Lord Chaitanya began to explain the various categories of Vaishnavas and how each one must be respected with great care. when the devotees departed that year, Pundarik Vidyanidhi remained in Jagannath Puri. He was a very, very dear and intimate associate of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And in the winter season, there is a festival called Odana Shasti. And on this day, Lord Jagannath is given wool chadars to keep warm. And as they were observing the festival, Pundarik Vidyanidhi saw that the garment that was given to Lord Jagannath still had a starch in it, because the traditional way of making this cloth is there is rice starch that they soak it in, and it's supposed to be washed to get that out, but it was not washed, it was new. So he said, this is not proper. According to the Smriti and according to the Shruti, the regulation is you must wash out the starch before you offer it to the deities. It is considered contaminated. Why they are doing this? And Swarup Damodar Goswami replied that this is the tradition. It's been the tradition in Puri since time immemorial. We cannot question these traditions. It is, if the Lord didn't like it, he wouldn't have it this way. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, that may be, but the Lord is subordinate to what the pujaris decide they want to do. Why should they do this if it is not clean? And Swarup Damodar Goswami replied that the king and all these great devotees, they are so dear to the Lord. We must understand that the Lord is accepting their service in this way. So there was a discussion. It was a joking discussion. That night, Pundarik Vidyanidhi went to sleep. And to his great amazement, he saw Lord Balaram and Lord Jagannath coming toward him with great anger in their eyes. And both Jagannath and Balaram, with their hands, began to slap him in the face. Slap and slap and slap. They were continuously slapping. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi was crying out, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. And Jagannath said, you have offended my devotees. You have criticized my servants. Therefore, you must be punished severely. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he began to pray, my Lord, I beg forgiveness, please, please, be merciful to me. And the Lord said, I am being merciful to you by punishing you, because my devotees are more dear to me than myself, and you have criticized my devotees. I cannot tolerate this. And he kept slapping him and slapping him, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi was falling at the Lord's feet in great ecstasy, surrendering his life to him. In the morning, when Pundarik Vidyanidhi woke up, his cheeks were red from being beaten all night. And he was very happy. He began to pray that the Lord is so merciful, he has punished me for my offense. This is his great kindness upon me. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami, he noticed that Pundarik Vidyanidhi didn't come for the Mangal Arati that day. He always came for Mangal Arati. Where is he? So he went and found Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He said, you have slept late today. And then he looked at his face. He said, what happened? Pundarik Vidyanidhi told him the story and said, the Lord is very merciful to me. I am so fortunate that he has punished me for my offense. And Swarup Damodar Goswami became so ecstatically happy to see this pastime. He said, never ever have we seen such a wonderful punishment that the Lord gives to his devotee in a dream. How dear and special you are to the Lord. And in this way, the Lord Jagannath showed his great mercy to Pundarika Janidhi, and also showed us how we should not judge things that devotees do by their external appearance, especially advanced devotees. We must try to understand what is their devotion to Krishna and how Krishna is accepting that devotion. Anyways, several years went by, and the devotees kept tricking Lord Chaitanya so to postpone his trip to Vrindavan. And ultimately he told the devotees, he said, "My heart longs to go to Vrindavan. When will you give me permission?" And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, they understood that they were not pleasing the Lord by keeping him back. Afraid of being separate from the Lord, they made so many wonderful plans to keep him in Puri. But they decided that they had to give him permission because it was his desire to go. And of course, all the devotees wanted to go with him. So he started traveling to Vrindavan on an auspicious day. And his associates came with him. But at a certain point, he told many of the Orissan devotees that you should return to do your services. And when they came to Katak, where the king, Prataparudra's capital was, Ramananda Rai came and told Maharaj Prataparudra that now Lord Chaitanya is starting his journey to Vrindavan. So King Prataparudra, such a devotee he was, that he called Harichandan and his other officers and ministers, and he said, "We must use all of our energies to make his trip to Vrindavan most comfortable as possible." He said, "We should erect beautiful residential quarters so wherever he stops, he and his devotees have nice place to stay. And we should have big stocks of food grains and wonderful feast wherever he stops. And any time he comes to a river, we should have a first-class brand new boat waiting for him to carry him across the river. And any place he crosses the river on those boats, we should erect a shrine and a memorial to depict to the world that this is the place that Lord Chaitanya crossed the river. And I want to leave my body at that place." In this way, Maharaj Prataparudra, he was a king with so much influence and so many servants and so much wealth, but he dedicated all of it, whatever possible, to serve Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, to make them happy and comfortable on their journey to Vrindavan. Gadadhar Pandit was following Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said to Gadadhar, that you cannot come. You have taken the vow of Kshetra Sannyas. There is a deity in Jagannath Puri of the name Tota Gopinath. Tota in Orion means garden. It means Gopinath who lives in garden. And it is not far from the Jagannath temple. And Gadadhar Pandit had taken a vow to never leave the holy dham where Gopinath was living so that he could always be close to serve the deity. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to return. But Gopinath said, "By seeing you and serving you, I am serving Gopinath millions and millions and millions of times. You are Gopinath himself. By serving you and pleasing you, that is the perfection of my life." So Gadadhar Pandit began to follow Lord Chaitanya, but from a little distance behind. if you break your responsibility to serve the deity, it is my responsibility. I am at fault. Therefore, you cannot come with me. You must go back. And then Lord Chaitanya's boat started moving without Gadadhar. And Gadadhar Pandit fell to the ground unconscious. And the devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the other devotees, they somehow brought him back to consciousness and explained that actually the same pain that you are feeling in separation from Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is experiencing that same pain for you. That is the nature of your love. But just to establish the principle of how one must follow his vows for the people in general, he is asking you to return. So in this way, Gadadhar Pandit returned to Jagannath Puri to serve Tota Gopinath, and Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his glorious journey to Vrindavan. And this afternoon we will explain how Lord proceeds to Vrindavan Dham. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.
Agatye kagatim natva inarthadika sadakam Sri Chaitanyam likham yasya madhuryaishwarya sikaram. Offering my obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let me describe a particle of his opulence and sweetness. He is most valuable for a fallen, conditioned soul, bereft of spiritual knowledge, and he is the only shelter for those who do not know the real goal of life. Today morning, we had been discussing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to go to Vrindavan. He would not leave without the permission of his devotees. And for some years, the devotees played many intelligent tricks upon the Lord, by giving permission, but always explaining that he should wait just a little bit longer. Ultimately, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed to his devotees how much important it was that they give permission that he go. So he began his journey. And his associates also accompanied him, one of which was Gadadhar Pandit. Lord Chaitanya told him, "You cannot come because you have taken a vow of Chaitya Sannyas in which you are to never leave the holy dham in which your deity is residing." Gadadhar Pandit was taking care of a deity of the name Tota Gopinath. When Gadadhar heard this, he said that wherever you are, that is Jagannath Puri. In fact, wherever you are all holy places. So by following you, I will not be leaving Jagannath Puri. In fact, just by seeing your lotus feet, I am serving Gopinath millions upon millions of times. To hell with my Kshetra Sannyas. I will follow with you wherever you go. Lord Chaitanya told him that it was not proper. So Gadadhar Pandit followed him alone, just some distance behind. But when they came to Katak, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was boarding a boat to cross the river, he told Gadadhar Pandit that by your following me, you are making me unhappy. So please make me happy by returning to Neelachala. At that time, Lord Chaitanya began his journey on the boat across the river, and Gadadhar Pandit fell unconscious in the feelings of separation. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he somehow got Gadadhar Pandit to get up, and he explained that actually Lord Chaitanya is feeling as much separation for you as you are for him. But he is willing to sacrifice to maintain the promise that you have kept. Just as Krishna broke his own promise to protect the promise of Bhishma on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, similarly the Lord is enduring the pains of separation from you in order to sustain and protect the promise you had made to Gopinath. And thus, to show the great example that you are setting for the world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reveal to the world the glories of Gadadhar Pandit through this wonderful pastime. How for the service of the Lord and for the satisfaction of the Lord, there is nothing else that has any meaning in life. As Lord Chaitanya traveled, Maharaj Prataparudra had arranged so many wonderful, wonderful facilities. There was big feasts and palatial buildings erected for the Lord's residence practically wherever he went. And then he came to Remuna. And at Remuna, he told Ramananda Rai, and just before all the king's helpers, to return. And then he came to the border of Orissa, where Maharaj Prataparudra, beyond this point, he had no authority. He explained to Lord Chaitanya that beyond this point, the governor is a drunkard, a meat eater, a very cruel and terrible person. And at that time, many provinces of India were conquered by the Mughals, and this was one such person. So he said, it is very, very dangerous. You can be tortured and killed, and just to go across the river is illegal. That time, Lord Chaitanya, there was thousands and thousands of people following him and dancing and singing, and Lord Chaitanya was just invoking everyone to chant Krishna's holy names in ecstatic love. So this Muslim governor, he sent a spy to find out who is this person. And the spy came back and he reported to the governor, he is so beautiful. He has long arms that reach to his knees. He has beautiful lotus eyes. And he's a sannyasi in the renounced order. And there's constantly tears flowing from his eyes in ecstatic love of God. And hundreds and thousands of people are along with him, worshipping him, and in great love chanting the holy names of Krishna. And since I see him, I can do nothing but chant the holy names of Krishna. And then the spy just went on chanting and chanting and chanting. And the governor sent one of his secretaries. And they came to the Mahapatra and said, the governor wants an interview with this great saintly person.
And he said, yes, you tell him to come.
So the governor dressed himself up in the disguise of a Hindu. And he came with great humility. And when he saw the beautiful, beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell at his feet. And Lord Chaitanya instructed him to always chant the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This governor began to explain how he was so unfortunate that he was born in a situation where he was a great and powerful politician of another faith, therefore he couldn't always associate with Lord Chaitanya. But he said, I understand you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am most fallen. I am addicted to causing violence to others. I have been killing cows. I have been persecuting Vaishnavas and torturing Brahmins. I'm always intoxicated. I'm the most fallen. Please give me your mercy. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his divine grace and through the holy name of the Lord, he filled this person's heart with love of Krishna. And he began to worship the Lord. And he asked, is there any way I can serve you? And at that time, Mukunda Das said, you can help us get across your kingdom. And the governor said, it is very dangerous, but I will personally supervise it. So he arranged big, big, wonderful, beautiful boats. And the governor himself went on the boats and made a special boat just for Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And he said, there are many dangerous pirates on these waters. So I will have boats surrounding your boats with my soldiers just to protect you. And when they finally came to the border of the next kingdom, then the Muslims surrendered his governor surrendered his life at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great mercy, blessed him and continued his wonderful journey. They came to Panihati, where Lord Chaitanya stayed for some days with Sri Raghava Pandit, and then to Kumarahatta, where Srivas Pandit was staying. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, Srivas could no longer stay in Navadvip without Lord Chaitanya's presence. So he went back to his native place, along with his brothers in Kumarahatta. And then they approached Navadvip Dham. They first came to the village of Vidyanagar, where the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Vidya Vachaspati, was staying. And Lord Chaitanya came to his house, and he said, I am on my way to Mathura. I wish to stay here for a few days. But please do not tell anyone that I have come. And Vidya Vachaspati said, how could we ever keep a secret that you are here? How could anyone cover the sun? And sure enough, everyone in Navadvip and the surrounding areas heard the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and he had now returned for the first time for so many years to Navadvip Dham. And hundreds and thousands, millions of people from all directions wanted to come to see him. They were walking, they were running. People just left their homes, they left their families, they left their jobs, they left their wealth, they left everything without even a second thought. And there were so many people, the roads were completely packed. And when there was no more room in the roads, people just by their walking, they were making new roads through the forests and through the jungles. And soon all these millions of people came to the banks of the Ganges, and how were they to cross? There were some boats and ferries, and thousands of people got on them, and the boats just sunk. So all of these people, when you have this type of enthusiasm, there is no question of impediment. Some were just taking clay pots and holding on and to their chest and floating across. And some were uprooting banana trees and taking branches and floating on that. And some who didn't know anything about swimming started swimming. And in this way, somehow or other, all the millions of people got across the Ganges. And then they all came to the town of Vidyanagar. And they all approached Vachaspati, begging, "Please, we want to see the darshan of the Lord, Sri Gauranga." And they were all chanting the holy name so loudly. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard them, and Vidya Vachaspati told him what had happened, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out to give everyone his darshan. And when they saw his beautiful, beautiful golden form, which is the all-attractive form of Krishna himself, in the mood of the love of Srimati Radharani, everyone just became completely enraptured. And everyone wanted to see him. Thousands of people were climbing up the same tree. Tens and thousands of people were crowding on small little rooftops. People were climbing on each other's shoulders. They were anywhere to somehow see the Lord. And somehow, by the Lord's mercy, everyone could see him clearly. And they were all begging, "Lord, please, we are most fallen. We have offended you so many times. We didn't know who you were when you were living in Navadvip. Now we have come to surrender. Please give us instruction. Tell us how we can please you." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily gave them his eternal instruction. "You always worship Krishna, serve his devotees, and very loudly chant the holy names. Chanting going on. Everyone was singing and everyone was chanting, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance. But the crowds were so huge that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back into the house of Vidya Vachaspati. And without telling anyone, he disappeared. And he went to Kulia Nagar. That time everyone was wondering, "Where is Lord Chaitanya? We want to see him." And Vidya Vachaspati was looking in the four directions and he could not find him. And the people were becoming very impatient. And Vidya Vachaspati said, "The Lord has left. I do not know where he has gone." And then people were coming and saying, "We know the Lord's hiding in your house. You let me see him. I'm your friend. I promise I will not tell anyone that you let me in." And someone else was coming, "I have these nice sweetmeats. I'll give them all to you. Just let me see the Lord. I know he's in your house." And so many people in this way were harassing Vidya Vachaspati. But he was, "I don't know where he is. He's not here." And then after bribing didn't work and all kinds of secret plans didn't work, everyone became angry. That what kind of Brahmin? A Brahmin is supposed to be honest. You are lying to us. You are saying he's gone, but we know he's in your house. You are simply a rascal. You are just like a person, if he's given candies, he doesn't eat them all himself. He distributes them. Lord Chaitanya is the sweetest of all sweet personalities. And instead of distributing his mercy to all of us, you are simply keeping him for yourself. You don't care we go to hell. You just want your own liberation. You are not a Brahmin. You are a cheater and a liar. In this way, people were very anxious to see Lord Chaitanya. And Vidya Vachaspati, on one hand, his heart was tormented by the fact that Lord Chaitanya left and he couldn't see him anymore. And on the other hand, he was being accused and tortured by all these people by their harsh words. So he did not know what to do. Sometimes being a devotee is not an easy thing. Krishna puts his devotees in situations where they have to surrender, but he always rescues them. Then one person came and secretly whispered into Vidyavachaspati's ear that Lord Chaitanya has gone to Kuliya Nagar. So he announced to everyone, "Let us all go to Kuliya Nagar. I have discovered that's where he has gone." So all the millions and millions of people started running for the river Ganges. And to cross the Ganges again, Vidyavachaspati was trying to arrange hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boats, and thousands of people were going on the boats. And as the boats were in the middle of the river, it just started sinking. But then every place the river started to sink, there happened to be dry land right underneath. How no one died, no one was even injured. And somehow or other they all crossed the Ganges. And they all came to Vidyanagar, and then Vidyavachaspati was looking and searching, "Where is Lord Chaitanya?" Kuliya Nagar. And he found out he was at the house of one devotee named Madhava Das. And he went there and explained to the Lord that, "Please save me from all these people and reveal yourself to them." So as they were all chanting the holy names of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared before all of them.